IMF team, development partners, government officials, heads of ministries, departments, and agencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, welcome to you all. I am delighted that the International Monetary Fund has resumed their engagement with my new administration by organizing this high-level forum on economic management. You may be aware that on March 7 and 31st, Sierra Leoneans went to the polls and voted for change in the new direction. In the days following my assumption of office, Sierra Leoneans have shown a high level of maturity towards one another. This election has therefore solidified our credentials as a peace-loving people who have put the past few weeks behind them and ready to move forward. I very much thank the leadership of all political parties, especially the All People's Congress, for quickly coming to terms with the change of government. As you may be aware, my government has been in power for less than 2 weeks. And our transition team has only been formed about a week ago. The team has been busy engaging key stakeholders on policy issues. And during this period, we have come to realize enormous challenges that the country faces. At the same time, we are cognizant of the hopes and aspirations of our people who gave us the mandate to lead this country for the next 5 years. We are gradually settling down and taking stock of the state of the nation. We will form some views on how we can navigate these difficult circumstances. In that regard, I very much appreciate the focus of this seminar on discussing the present economic vulnerabilities and challenges and suggesting ways to quickly bring back sanity to the policy environment. During the presidential campaign, I told the people of Sierra Leone that the economic situation is appalling and requires hard choices, which I'm strongly committed on delivering. Initial assessment by my governance transition team reveals that my administration will be faced with the worst economic situation since independence. Before now, government cannot pay monthly salaries without borrowing or heavily reliance on overdraft facilities at the Bank of Sierra Leone, which now stands at over 160 billion leones. More seriously is that today, Sierra Leone's external debt is at the level of $2 billion and domestic debt is 4.9 trillion leones. Mm-hmm. With the signing of the new agreement on the eve of election, Sierra Leone is already in a debt crisis, which in collaboration with our development partners, we must urgently address. In addition, the health of the banking system is significantly challenged by the financial conditions of two state-owned banks that have huge non-performing loans, some to politically exposed persons. This, coupled with low levels of economic growth, high incidence of poverty, lack of economic diversification, high unemployment, and challenging business environment for the private sector development has further exacerbated the problem. It is in light of these challenges I pledged to the people of Sierra Leone, which are well articulated in my manifesto, that we must restore economic discipline by substantially reducing leakages in domestic revenue mobilization and controlling expenditure to finance our development programs. As a demonstration of my government's commitment, we have initially taken the following revenue measures: suspended all waivers except those covered under the Vienna Convention, directed all ministries, departments, and agencies that collect and retain government revenue to transfer all revenues into the Consolidated Revenue Fund with immediate effect, consistent with provisions of the Fiscal Management and Control Act of 2017. Suspended the export of timber logs with immediate effect. For the first time in 2 years, government will pay salaries of 150 billion leones, including payment of NACIT contributions without recourse to domestic borrowing. We will broaden revenue enhancing measures towards achieving our target of at least 20% of GDP. In addition, we will soon put in place measures to harmonize public sector wage bill, including state-owned enterprises, limit excessive overseas and local travel, control procurement and maintenance of government vehicles. It is clear that we cannot deliver on these without the support of our development partners. I hope that the forum will provide us with the opportunity to deepen our understanding of the challenges ahead of us and provide us and guide us to take the urgently required measures, a key part of which is resumption of the dialogue with both the IMF and other development partners. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we won the election on the strength of our programs and ideas for the future of this country, as systematically presented in the new direction. As we take on the reins of government and march towards economic recovery, we will be guided by the promises we made to Sierra Leoneans. We promised a change in the new direction to the people, a change that will restore sanity in the economic and financial management, a change that provides quality service delivery to the people of Sierra Leone. This change will only be realized when we make progress on transforming the economy, improving governance and human development, and by improving our own value for money in infrastructural development. Finally, let me affirm my commitment to negotiate with the IMF to resume implementation of the extended credit facility program aimed at economic stability. I wish you all a successful deliberation. Thank you.